Ibrahim Gambari, the UN's Under Secretary General for Political Affairs, told reporters in Bangkok Monday that Aung San Suu Kyi is, in his words, reasonably well, considering that she has been under house arrest for most of the past 17 years. But he says the 61-year-old Nobel Peace Prize winner requires more regular medical visits. Aung San Suu Kyi's doctor is one of the few people who have been allowed to visit her home in Rangoon, where she is confined. But he has been quoted as saying that he has not seen her since late August because of what he called political developments in Burma. Gambari is the only foreigner allowed to meet with Aung San Suu Kyi in several years. The first time was in May, and they again met Saturday for an hour at a government guest house in Rangoon. Gambari says that Aung San Suu Kyi, who heads the National League for Democracy, welcomed the UN's continued commitment to address political and humanitarian issues in Burma, which has been renamed Myanmar by the military.
She's very alert. She's concerned not just about her own welfare, but the welfare of the people of Myanmar, all of them, and also, of course, the contribution that her party, the NLD, and others can make to peace, development, democracy, and enjoyment of human rights.
Gambari says his talks with the military junta, including the top leader, General Tan Shwe, were more frank and constructive than in May. He says he laid out UN concerns about Burma's human rights situation and political stagnation.
The first meeting was diplomatic, it was an opening, but now there's hard bargaining and give and take. But as I said, and the British have an expression, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. So now it's up to the authorities to have some concrete results from that visit.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan instructed Gambari to press the Burmese government to release more than 1,100 political prisoners, including Aung San Suu Kyi. The UN also wants the junta to open a political dialogue with Aung San Suu Kyi's democratic opposition, which won elections in 1990 but has never been allowed to take power. The military has run the country in one form or another since 1962. The military government has set up a national convention to write a new constitution as the first step on what it says is a roadmap to democracy. But the NLD, the UN, and Western countries regard the process as a sham aimed at keeping the military in power permanently. Gambari's visit to Burma came 2 months after the United States succeeded in putting Burma's human rights situation on the agenda of the UN Security Council for the first time. Roger Wilkerson for VOA News, Bangkok.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。